nice Saturday morning. Gorgeous Arizona. Boy, it's been a beautiful spring. So we're coming back to the topic of HGTV, and Romy is now demanding airtime. He has something nice to say about HGTV.
I got three things.
Three things?
That I've put together so far.
Okay, okay.
And I think as I get going, you'll get the theme, and we'll just keep getting a roll on this, all right?
Mike, you're next, so be ready.
So,
nice things to say about HGTV. We don't want to be a trash-talking show.
Right.
Okay.
At least it's not reality TV.
Okay.
At least it's not network news coverage.
Okay, all right, good, good.
At least it's not the Disney Channel.
Okay.
There's my three.
All right.
At least it's not an R-rated movie can turn on.
Yes, it is that. That's true. That's true. Very good. Very good.
You want to jump in and help on this scene? We could probably keep going a long time, but I think you get the point.
I
don't have time to sit in front of a TV.
You don't watch TV anyway.
No.
So.
I was trying to
remember.
But
if you did, what would you watch?
We LSU football. You know what we do like is Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
With Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Duvall. A man.
After you've watched it like 9 times, I mean.
Well, it's like 4 hours, and we can't sit there. But that'll take like 3 weeks to watch that.
Yes. Okay. In little bites.
Well, I mean, it'll be on. And you might catch a little bit here or there, but it takes like 3 weeks to see the whole thing in six from start to finish. That's a good one, Lonesome Dove.
Now, there's a couple of nasty parts in that movie.
Okay, shall we move on? I wanted to tell you that Lee called to say that the positive thing about those home improvement shows, the HGTV shows, is that even if they give a home away and the family can't afford it, they can opt for the cash. And then that is something that they could use. And
there's something
she felt
positive.
Like they're philanthropic. So.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lee, for contributing that. And it is entertainment. That's probably the key takeaway point I'd like you to bring.
Well, it does give people ideas, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it objectively and you actually talk to someone who knows, it does give you at least ideas and visualizations, and it is fun, I mean, to look at those neat ways they can transform a home. So you do get a sense of accomplishment at the end of a show.
All right. Well,
I live with someone who keeps me in check, so I don't even get to get that far.
Let's see if we can bring Perry calling from Tucson into the conversation real quick before we have to wrap up for the week. Good morning, Perry.
Good morning, Rosie. I just wanted to call and wish you and all your listeners a happy Memorial Day weekend and be safe. But I also wanted to call and tell you, I think it was last year sometime, you had a guest call in about what their holes out there in the desert were all over the place. And I have them. I have hundreds of them in my yard, about quarter-sized holes. I was driving home, when I got home last night, I was out there in the yard with a flashlight and reminded me of you because I saw these eyes all over the desert, looked like the bayou with alligators. And I wasn't sure what they were for a long time, but again, when I saw all those sets of eyes out there, I walked up and they're big spiders.
Interesting. I wonder, do they create the holes or just inhabit the holes?
I think they create them.
You do.
Because I don't have anything else that is doing the holes, and I've got enough of them that I can't imagine that many gophers or anything else out there because I don't have any other rodents.
Well, send pictures.
I will do.
Okay,
but again,
thank
you for what you do. I really appreciate your show, and you guys do a great job.
Thanks a million. So that call was from Tucson. Next week
like
we're running
up. Pictures of those.
Are they going to fix I-17 before we have to go up and we're going to do the Cottonwood Home and Outdoor Expo next weekend, right?
It is. It's the Verde Valley Business Expo. It's Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 11. It's at the Cottonwood Fairgrounds, right on 89A and 260. I may just have to go get a room at the Jerome Grand Hotel. That's where our honeymoon was. And
I tried to book the Reardon house in Jerome, but it was already booked.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. So we'll have to find.
Or maybe I'll just camp out. If they don't have a room, I'll just go back to Dead Horse State Park and camp under my bridge. But
camp under the bridge you built for your Eagle project.
Well,
you're the only one I know who's ever built an equestrian bridge as your Eagle project and put it at Dead Horse State Park. There's just something about that, Romy.
The irony.
The irony of that is just too big not to go to go unmentioned.
So for our Northern Arizona listeners, come on by and say hello. We'll be there for the duration of the broadcast. You know, we usually get up about there about an hour ahead of time, and we're there an hour breaking down afterwards. So we'll be there all Saturday morning.
He has like 70 vendors showing up, and it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. For those of you in the neighborhood, come on by and stop by. It's a home building expo at the fairgrounds of Cottonwood, but it also it's an outdoor sports expo.
It says home,
as
garden,
well.
Sports, outdoor, Verde Valley Business Expo.
Okay. We'll be broadcasting live there next weekend, so y'all come up and
we'll have to get the
Taybacks
out to come.
From Chasm in Sedona. Absolutely. Have them come out and visit as well. So, folks, that wraps up another week of Rosie on the House. We certainly hope we brought you some information by way of the Memorial Day Hour at 7 o'clock, the Outdoor Garden segment in the 8 o'clock hour, the Open Line segment at 9 o'clock hour, where we talked about the 8 things that need to be in your remodeling contract, and this hour, our fun conversation on HGTV. Y'all just keep on enjoying HGTV. Just don't take them at their word for time frames or budgets, and you'll be fine. Y'all have a great week. God bless. What a wonderful world.